Welcome back to Module 1. This is Video 6, and we're going to talk about reverse cards. Now, if you watched the free online workshop before signing up to Personal Mastery, we talked about that there, and I've talked about it a gazillion other places. And I'm going to keep talking about this over and over and over again because this is so important because so many people have been conditioned to see reverse cards as bad. So in this video, we're going to be talking about what they really are, what they're not. I'm going to demonstrate upright and protection card with using Not For You as the card. And then we're just going to be talking a lot more about the details about more about reverse cards. So let's just get into it. Why don't we? When you get a reverse card, it's a protection card. And I wrote something really great here. I'm going to just read to you. What that means is spirit, your angels and guides are saying they love you so much that they want you to be in alignment with your highest good and deliberate intentions. And they don't want you to get hurt. So they're gonna steer you into choosing something different through a protection card. Most people, when they come to work with oracle cards, have some kind of connection to a memory that when you get cards that are upside down, that means that something bad is going to happen, or that they are the opposite of the upright card. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Now remember, you're working with my oracle systems, and I am not looking at this as a medieval system like the tarot, which of course, when you see the upside down cards in the tarot, if you've been taught the old classical way, you're going to see things like someone's going to stab you in the back and, you know, you're a martyr, etc. We don't do that here. The way my cards are designed and the way I channeled them was that when cards are upside down, they're good for you. They're extra help to help you stay in alignment. Here's a perfect example, and they're not the opposite. So Not For You as a card, and I love the way we did this card too. I wanted a chessboard with a fun little sign. So we have a fortune cookie with a little piece of, like a little sticky a piece of paper that says Not For You, right? And so there's a window there with the oracle's face. And so when you look at this card and you see, yeah, I can't strategize this. I can't make this thing happen. It's not for me. It's a very simple card. It says no, right? This is not for you. In protection, it doesn't say, go for it, yay, it's for you. Not for you, must be for you. Absolutely not. In the protection position, it says, do not incessantly chase after that which eludes you, that you're not gonna get anywhere, basically, that it's addressing the kind of addictive tendency to chase after something or to pound on doors that aren't opening. So that's what that card means, upright, and it means reverse. You see, they're not opposites at all. There's just another flavor and a stronger flavor to say to you, hey, surrender this to spirit and we'll take care of it. Spirit's gonna figure out the how. What is yours will not go past you is the other message of it when it is in protection, right? So always check to see the oracle card deck that you've chosen to work with in this course was made to have both upright and reversed readings, which are protection readings, because some of my card decks are not. For example, off the top of my head, the Good Tarot and Wisdom of Avalon don't have that built in, but all my other decks have protection readings, and they're good for you. So it's getting used to seeing when the card is upside down, you know, what you're dealing with internally. And I can guarantee you 90% of you are going to be tweaked and nervous when you see the card upside down. I don't know why that is, but it just is. It's ingrained in us that, oh, something bad is going to happen. So watch the bonus video on fear and bias. That's really key because you cannot be intuitive if you're in fear, because then you're instinctive. You're looking for a potential threat. So that's what you're doing, is you're scanning around you. So you can't be intuitive because you're not coming from that place of let's see, let's be curious. You can't be. So we want to dial down the fear when that protection card comes up for you. So how do you handle working with a protection card? So first check your body. How am I feeling? Give yourself time to get back online. For example, if you get tweaked right away and you're like, oh, there's a protection card, I don't know. Just breathe. And remember, oh, this is good for me. This is gonna prevent me. It's not predicting that you are going to get into trouble. It's saying to you, hey, check out that hole. We don't want you to fall down it. Let's turn right instead. Magic awaits. That's how you have to start training your mind to recognize when a protection card comes. It's really, really good. It is not prediction of something bad. or negative. So always remember that resistance shows up in your body first. So this is a perfect subject to test your body, test what you're sensing, check in with yourself. Am I acting out of fear? Am I resisting what the card is suggesting? So that typically comes up again for everybody. They want to resist that card or put it back in the deck or turn it around. And while you're reading these cards for the first time, I have no problem with you reading all of the different potential messages. And I think that's really smart because you're really going to understand how detailed this guidebook is, and your guidebook is your best friend. But also to remember that if the protection message comes up, that's the one that's most prominent and predominant for you to pay attention to, okay? Now, one of the best parts is that when we make anxiety and fear our friend and say, ooh, we're resisting, that's interesting. So whenever there's resistance, it's an opportunity for change. That's the other thing. So it doesn't feel good right away, but it's like, ooh, if I meet this, then I can change into something better. That's always what's implied. And it's, again, it's reconditioning yourself to recognize potential where usually there's anxiety and fear. The last but not least, the Oracle cards are going to show you all things. So if you, for example, are not seeing clearly, or you might be in denial about something, a protection card can really help you get clear fast and get confident that your next right action will be supported by the conscious universe. And that's how we keep staying in alignment with our highest good. How do I stay in alignment with my highest deliberate intentions and my highest good? Well, we may not intellectually know that. The cards can show us because the conscious universe is using the cards to communicate with us. That's how simple it is. So remember, protection cards or cards that are in reverse are your friend. Don't turn them around and put them back in the deck. I think if we're to really look at reverse cards and why all of us resist them, and I resist it too sometimes, it's because when we're on this path of spiritual growth and personal development, we want what we want when we want it the way we want it. And 9 times out of 10, when the card comes up in reversal, it's telling us that we're on a detour, or that we've been in denial about something, and we're not getting what we want in that moment. We're not all happy, joyous, and free and serendipitous in that moment. It's saying like, you're walking towards a hole, right? And so we're like, I don't wanna know about the hole. But the fact is that there is one. And so that's also another reason why we resist it. It's not just because we've all been trained in this archaic idea about reverse cards being bad. It's because it's preventing us from barreling forward the way we've been taught in our society, that we just gotta move and keep moving and we're gonna get everything we want. And that's the general gist of why reversals are our best friends. Let's recap video 6, all about reversals. What's a reversal? It's when the card shows up upside down. So we talked about how a reversed card is actually a protection card, and it's a good thing that you get it. We also showed you a description of a card called Not For You, and I showed you how a card upright is not the opposite of the card that is upside down by describing you what those meanings were. And then we went through just some points about being afraid and what happens to us when that fear part of us starts getting activated and we can't be intuitive. Then we talked about why we want to have these protection cards. All right, I'll see you in the next video, which is all about Oracle abuse.